fully understand. You know, I got Echolink and these others. I haven't gone to the hotspot yet, unless my phone is considered a hotspot. But when I was in the radio in the past, it was back in the late '60s. I was in junior high school, and it was a 5-word novice kind of a thing, and then high school and studies and girls and career and college and all this stuff, you know, kind of interfered. And then it was, you know, boats and cabins and all of that sort of thing. And I did stay with Citizen Band for quite a while until it got so stupid. And then went to GMRS, so I maintained that ticket. And but I wanted to talk around the world. I really figured, Rick, that I'd be, because what I remembered, you could warm your hands over the tubes. Even the CB radios were huge, tube-type back then, you know, in the late 60s and the early 70s, you know. And then, of course, they went solid state, you know, in the mid-70s. And when everybody and their brother got a CB radio for Christmas, I think it was like 1976. And I got real disenchanted after it, because I had been involved for several years, you know, as a teenager, you know, in my car. And we all had radios in our cars, and, you know, and we thought we were cool. Well, I guess we were. But at any rate, there's no more warming the hands over the tube. So I've learned several different programming routines and what have you. And I got a DMR. I'm talking on a DMR handheld, dual band handheld with DMR. And so I got that program, but I don't know anything about the DMR, so I got to research that. But I mostly did it because I want HF. I want to go HF with RF. Back to you, Rick.